Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's all Bills all day. Buffalo Bills Football Monday on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Now rolls to his right, has room, fires, and he finds an open receiver in the end zone. Westbrook Akine for a four-yard touchdown reception. Back-to-back scoring drives for the Titans.
You are dead! I saw you die!
Handoff goes to Cook. Through a hole to the five. Into the end zone for the touchdown.
I was faking. I used ninja focus to slow my heart rate down.
Blitz coming. Fires over the middle for Amari Super Cooper for a 12-yard touchdown reception.
What are you doing?
Bearing you.
Looks underneath. Complete to Ty Johnson for a four-yard touchdown reception.
You're waking the neighbors. Oh. Shut up.
Cuts it inside. Spins out of a tackle. Down to the 10, to the 5. As Hollins in front of him and into the end zone. Ray the pile driver Davis.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Happy Victory Monday. Brought to you by Northwest. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. Jeremy and Joe. Got Rex Ryan ranting about the Jets.
Yeah, we need some Jets rants. A lot of Jet rants.
The schadenfreude, right? That's why you say it. Enjoying someone else's pain.
Yeah.
You can't even really do it with Miami because they're hurt. You can still do it if you want to. But the Jets is great.
Oh, it's so good.
It really is great.
It might be the best it's ever been. I can remember. When's the last time you felt this good about a team just collapsing? It's so good. All of it.
Yeah.
The owner, the quarterback, the ego, the McAfee show. Oh, Davante Adams is in the frame. Look out. Like, just, oh, we're the biggest deal in the league, and then you're 2-5. Just the best. Their schedule does soften up a little bit, though. Like, they play the Patriots next week. Although, to be fair, that does open up an opportunity for things to get even worse, because if they found a way to lose to the Patriots next week. But what's left? I was going to say, like, what do they do? They fire the GM midseason? Not that that's going to have an effect on the schedule or on the season, but maybe they would just do it because the owner's mad? The owner every week is on, like, the radio or in newspapers talking about how this is the best roster I've ever had. And, like, well, we're going for the Super Bowl. And then they just get pounded by Pittsburgh, who doesn't score on anybody. They lose to Denver. They almost lost to the Titans with Will Levis doing crazy things. So, man, for the owner every week to be like, this is the best roster I've ever had. And if they drop the 2-6 or whatever and start losing to bad teams too. Again, I don't know what's left for them to do other than just be embarrassed.
803-0550, our phone number. What are we going to do with this, like, this division race?
There is no division
race. Doesn't exist right now.
I mean, Miami might keep it live a little bit.
Okay. Who do they play?
Just to get to week, when do they play the Bills? Get it to that game being meaningful. The Dolphins, Tua is going to practice this week and might play. They host the Cardinals. So if they beat the Cardinals, you know, they could get back into it. I don't think they would beat the Bills in Buffalo. But they could get to that game and it still feel like it's meaningful. They're 2-4. They'd have to get to 3-4. They might, nah, even that. It's a stretch, right? Talk yourself into anything and it's a stretch. I don't think there's nothing to do with it. I think it's focused now on can you track down the Texans and the Ravens, even though you don't have the tiebreaker for the one seed. And the Chiefs. You got to beat them.
And the Ravens can lose tonight. They do have two losses already. Texans also have two losses now. The Chiefs is who it's
Pittsburgh's
about.
Pittsburgh's only got two
losses. Pittsburgh's got you, the Chiefs is really what it's about. Can the Chiefs stay ahead of everybody? I mean, they've beaten good teams, the Chiefs have, right? They beat the Niners.
Despite their quarterback not
I know.
Doing almost anything.
They beat the Niners. Who else did they beat? Kansas City. I'm just looking at who they've played so far.
They beat the Bengals by one. They beat the Ravens.
The Saints, the Bengals, the Ravens, the Falcons. Like those are good wins.
Yeah.
I want to say Kansas City has good wins. Ravens, good. Bengals, probably better than we think. Falcons are no pushover. They beat them. They beat the Chargers already.
They've only allowed more than 20 points one time all season.
And
their defense is so good.
Their schedule goes Raiders next week, then Bucks,
okay.
Broncos,
Tampa.
Bills, Panthers, Raiders, Chargers, Browns, Texans, Steelers, Broncos.
That sounded awfully easy.
Yeah, the Chiefs, I want to say
that. That doesn't sound like a first-place schedule.
I'm capping their loss potential at, what, 4-3?
Yeah.
So, they don't look good.
None of that sounded all that difficult. The Carolina game, Raiders games, I don't know. The head-to-head matchup will be your only shot.
Watch
tracking them down in the standings.
The Chiefs lose to the Panthers just to bother everybody. Just to be annoying. And then they'll win the Super Bowl and be like, nobody believed in us.
Yeah. And like, then the Panthers could put out some funny tweet about how, like, oh, we beat the Super Bowl. Whatever.
Can we all agree the Chiefs can't win it this year? Like, I mean, I don't mean like.
Sure, they can.
But I mean, it can't be them. It can't be them.
It would just make it more excruciating.
They cannot have Patrick Mahomes throw more interceptions than touchdowns and win the Super Bowl.
It's inevitable. They win no matter what. Their quarterback has become a shell of himself, and they still win every single game.
They've lost so many players to injury. The Niners are having
Spags, man. It's all Spags' fault.
And he's very good. The Niners are having a cursed season, too. McCaffrey gone the whole year to this point.
Yeah.
Brandon Ayuk, ACL.
Yeah. Debo's out again.
Debo's been banged up. Their rookie receiver got shot. Like, it's been pretty rough for the Niners.
Yeah.
They move the ball up and down the field and can't score in the red zone, and they look like they're in real trouble. So, you needed them to win that game yesterday.
You know
who it looks like? If you were to say, I'll tell you what it looks like this team's year. Who do you have a name there? I think it might be their year.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Detroit would be the first team.
Detroit looks like they are stunting on teams.
The thing about that, though, is their division is so difficult.
They're all going
to eat each other alive. And even yesterday, they won that game barely, right, against Minnesota, and now they both have one loss. There are three teams in the North with 5 wins. And then Chicago has 4. So I agree with you, but they might not win the division. And then they got to go on the road in the playoffs.
Well,
they could be the second best team in the NFC and not play a home playoff game.
They did just go into Minnesota and win.
I know. But there's a lot of work to be done. This is not – the Bills have a 2.5 game lead. The Lions are tied. They're in first by a tiebreaker. And they only have a one game lead over fourth. Like, what do you think their odds would be to win it right now? Would you take the field over Detroit? Like, that would be my point on them. I think they're great. But I would think the field is probably more likely to win that division than they are. If I get 3-1. So the likelihood of them starting on the road in the playoffs to me is not – it's maybe even likely for them.
Yeah.
Just because of the odds of it. But they would still be my answer because they look amazing. They look amazing. Goff has like 2 incompletions in his last 2 games. So is there no one in the AFC that you would answer that for?
I mean, the best team in the AFC is the Chiefs on record. Honestly, the Cooper thing has me thinking the Bills have some juice here. Real, real juice.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think it's a transformative move.
There's nobody that just seems flawless.
They needed
it
so bad. By getting Cooper, they lean into their passing game, which is, of course, what they're best at, what they should be best at, what they want to do most. Coleman looking every bit the part of a secondary target on the outside. I am feeling really good about the Bills. They lost those 2 games, and you know those games happened. Do they happen with Amari Cooper? I don't think Houston does. I think they beat Houston if they have Amari Cooper in the lineup. Did they beat Baltimore? Maybe not.
Probably not Baltimore. I think they would have beat Houston. I really
do. But what did Baltimore do? Baltimore shut down their offense because they clogged the middle of the field and Shakir got hurt. if Cooper's available or whatever. Fast forward 2 months, and it's going to be a different Bills team that Baltimore has to defend. You can't blitz Josh Allen the same way that you did relentlessly when he didn't have Cooper out there. I mean, Cooper just changes the way that teams have to play against them. So
I do kind of like the trade came after those two games in a way, because all the way up to the playoffs, there is going to be that not asterisk, but there's going to be that question of it. The Bills could go, if they find a way to beat Kansas City, they could head into the playoffs and we might not feel like there's anybody that, like, there's nobody we would know they have a problem against.
Well,
because big losses are Houston and Baltimore, and you have the, yeah, but they didn't have Cooper. Like, that's
true.
That's a big if.
There's one team that people would say that about.
They would just say about Kansas City no matter what?
No.
Cincy?
Yeah.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's why I mentioned them earlier about the potential of the Bills playing
just
in round
one. Just
in
terms of if there's a matchup where you're saying, like, you go in, you're nervous about it, the Chiefs, you have beaten the Chiefs. We've seen it happen. We've not seen them beat Cincinnati. Burrow never looks like he has trouble against this defense, right?
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
No, that's right. Do you know who they play? It's week seven, I know. But do you know who they play if the season ended today?
Is it first round against Cincinnati?
No, they play Baltimore.
Okay.
Here.
Who's leading that division?
Pittsburgh, but Pittsburgh's not going to stay up, right?
No.
Their schedule, I think they are going to be better with Wilson if he plays like that, but their schedule gets so difficult.
Yeah. Let's get some calls in. It's Buffalo Bills Football Monday, Victory Monday as well. Whipping around the league a little bit. When we do the Around the League, which we did there, is brought to you by Dash's Market, serving Western New York for over 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Dash's Market. Brian in Lancaster. Hey, Brian, good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning, guys. Great show. I was actually calling in as Miles Garrett's helmet, but I guess they probably won't allow me to do that on the show. Just wanted to say I've been around Miles Garrett a long time, and he's a great guy. You should listen to him. I mean, except for that one time he tried to swing me at Mason Rudolph and assault him on the field of play. You know, he's definitely on moral high ground, and we should all listen to what he has to say. Go Bills. I love that the Jets are melting. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Brian. Yeah, I mean, listen, Jameis Winston, I like Jameis a lot. I think Jameis had a big defense of Deshaun Watson after the game, talking about how he was raised, and just don't lecture anybody about Deshaun Watson. That's what it comes down to. I realize that you guys are close to him and you guys are friends with him now, and he didn't commit crimes against you, but miss me with all that trying to lecture anybody on how you were raised and how you should appropriately treat a person. Like, forget it.
And also Jameis, who he's a fun player, and I like watching him play, and he is funny on the field. He also is somebody with a very checkered past that goes back to him in college. Yep. on fronts like this. So not sure he was the right messenger in the first place.
Kyle in South Florida. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I'm a big fan, and maybe this is just the optimist in me, of the everything happens for a reason kind of thought process in life. And I actually love what's going on right now, and we could be prisoners of the moment, and that's fine, for the fact that the first six games, the team had to develop without an alpha at wide receiver. The first six games, the team had to develop on defense without stars, specifically Taron and Terrell.
Mm-hmm.
So our debt, but those players played well. They played admirably. And now you've got a more seasoned Keon Coleman. You have a more seasoned, Cam Lewis or Jamarcus Ingram. I mean, if you think about the depth now, think about this. We don't even talk about, I shouldn't say we don't even talk about, but it gets mentioned less and less on every broadcast about us not having Milano, because they've done such a good job bringing Williams up to speed, and Bernard's obviously a standout. So I love the fact that we're 5-2 going through some significant adversity early in the season, and now we're bringing in, you know, quantified alphas to our team. And being said on other podcasts, he may not necessarily be done, but we're a better team for not having Amari Cooper to start the season, or not having Taron Johnson after the first series of the season, or not having Matt Milano to start the season, than we would have been if we had them. And I couldn't be more excited about the potential moving forward.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. I think
I wouldn't go that far.
I think it's all fair to say, like, there are benefits that come with something that you wouldn't want to happen, right? Like, silver lining, there's...
Sure.
But, right. If they had all those players, I mean, they might be 6-1.
That's the thing. That's why I wouldn't go that far.
But I get it. And I, you know, to have seen Dorian Williams get these reps, there's a point here Kyle, I think, is making. Like, if you get into an important game and, someone goes down, well, hey, Dorian Williams has a lot of reps under his belt. Mm-hmm. Or Keon Coleman is maybe more involved in the offense than they thought he was going to be. Or Cole Bishop, you know, he went in against Houston. If he didn't have to go in, maybe they don't lose that game because they got hit for one big play over the top. But when he's back, he'll be more able to identify something that happened on that play. So I get it. They're good. They've got good players.
They're good.
And this is part of, like, one thing that I thought a story on this year would be is we're going to start to have the next group of stars. You know, it was Diggs and Davis, and it was Poyer, and it was Tremaine Edmonds and Tre'Davious White and Mitch Morse. And, you know, other guys that are still here, too.
Milano
crosses over. Josh Allen crosses over. Dawkins crosses over. Now, Spencer Brown is a big part of what they do. Now, Keon Coleman, Amari Cooper, Taylor Rapp, right? Like, Rasul Douglas, Christian Benford. The next stage, the next group of your most important players is emerging.
How many of those guys would you say are actually stars right now? I would want to see two of them are playing at that level.
I would say
at least two.
The stars include, of course, Allen. And
I think the two that need to start getting more recognition on that front, I don't know if you would call them, like, end of the season, they're NFL top 100 players, but to me it's Rousseau and Benford. Those two are going to be mainstays. They are great football players.
Yeah, if you were to bet the Bills to make the top 100 next year, I mean, Allen will make it.
Yeah.
Who's second?
Cooper. Cooper's been on it.
He has a look at it if he blossoms this year. The legal, like, oh, yeah, of course. Right? I remember him.
He also might not be on the team.
True.
I mean, I might bet he is, but we'll see. James Cook.
They love to put running backs on that list.
I want to say Rousseau. Rousseau, to me, should be on it. 25% pressure rate yesterday. But what do they look at for that stuff? Sacks.
Yeah, it's first sack since week one.
And he's got, what, four? Three and a half? So he's on pace for, like, you know, eight. Ish. And I don't think you get on that list with that. So he would be the guy I would think about, though. Bernard. If Bernard can stay on the field, Bernard is going to be someone that's getting these type of accolades. But the point's right. Like, you are finding out who their next core of players are. And I feel comfortable right now. I feel comfortable who I'm putting in that group defensively. I'm putting Bernard, Benford, and Rousseau in that group. Like, that is their core group, I think, for years to come, assuming they sign those guys. Offensively, I like Cooper for this. I just don't know how long a relationship that will be. And then I'm more optimistic about Coleman, Kincaid, Spencer Brown signs. I guess he is a part of it.
Yes, definitely.
You know what? Offensive line doesn't come to mind on that a lot. I was going to say, like, I'm optimistic about Coleman and Kincaid for this, but I'm not, like, ready to put them in that category yet. Their tackles should both be in that. Like, that's who's second.
Yeah.
Offensively, you have your elite quarterback, Josh Allen, and then they have two very good tackles, and Dawkins might even be nearing, like, all-pro level.
Dawkins made the list last year, top 100.
Right, okay, right.
He did he got beat on Sunday.
But their second best position offense has been their offensive tackles. They are studs this year and last year.
Most important injury to watch this week in the league, not a Bills one, Jaden Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Don't forget, Sunday, 4:25, Bears-Commanders.
Oh, and they flexed that.
They flexed that in. Wow. That's supposed to be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and Jaden Daniels had a rib injury. We'll see. He looked
Do you think the league was begging the Commanders not to put him back in? Like, guys, you're already up 20 on the Panthers. Don't just can you leave him out?
I think
can
it was was it 20? I thought it was 14 when he went out.
Or either
maybe
way,
14. Yeah, he went out and they were fine. But he looked like he was mad to be leaving.
Like, I thought he was mad because he tried to throw and he knew and it was painful and he was mad that the injury was stopping him.
Okay,
I thought he was more mad he couldn't throw. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was mad that he was being taken out.
Yeah, give it
His
a week.
Mom tweeted that he's fine.
Oh, all right.
If you follow Jaden Daniels' mom on Twitter, she's like, oh, he's fine. So, yeah, I hope he's...
Mom knows best.
I also hope for my fantasy team that he's completely fine. I might survive with him only... Even Jaden Daniels, though. How many bad quarterback performances? He had like 2 points this year. He played one drive, still got 5.5 points.
He did.
He had 50 yards rushing on one drive.
Yep.
He's so good.
803-0550. We'll get a call in, Anthony, on the other side. Love to hear from you as we roll through this Buffalo Bills Victory Monday. Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.